Good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, or good evening, or good night, depending on where on this globe you're watching this. I was noticing, I read a lot of the comments from yesterday's show. To my chagrin, people, 90% either helpful or sane or reasonable or nice. But of course, people got pissed off. Flat Earth people get really angry when you say the reality of the round Earth. It's a globe because you can mathematically prove it. You can't navigate the Earth without the belief that it's a globe. Now, some people said in the Bible, it said it's flat with a dome over it. That could very well be the shape of the universe. I don't have no idea, but I do know that the Earth is a spinning globe. Now, evolution, on the other hand, also got people pissed that I dare question the primordial soup narrative. I don't see that as being the way life started. And people get so angry. And then we're just going to move off of this topic. Feel free in the comment section to tell me proof that life started in a primordial soup billions of years ago and how. And how you can recreate it in a lab or observe it in nature, because that's how science works. The faith, and it is faith, ladies and gentlemen, that life came from primordial soup is nonsense. It's nonsense. It's widely believed, too, and people, when they question it, don't, they can't come up with anything. They're like, well, there was different factors back then. You know, it was Big Bear. Come on, think, use your brain. I can't believe you're this stupid. Back then, there was different conditions. Well, in a lab, we can get down to absolute zero, which is, well, almost a half a Kelvin degree away from zero. I mean, that's incredible that scientists can do that. That means that there's almost no vibration whatsoever. I think it's negative 273 degrees Celsius. We can recreate that in a lab. We can use a collider, to jack up subatomic particles to nearing the speed of light and have them collide and reveal information. We are really, really good at recreating conditions that... But for some reason, we can't recreate the conditions that started life in the primordial soup. All we can say is stuff like amino acids. I mean, how is that not proof? It's a fun exercise to just go ahead and question evolution. Then go back and rewatch my episode on Darwin. Charles Darwin was the product of incest and a strong proponent of eugenics and insane. And, he came from an incredibly wealthy family, which isn't a negative against him, but he didn't exactly claw his way out of poverty with skill or talent or intelligence. He was trained by the Anglicans and wanted to put everything in a category and set up an argument for social Darwinism, which, of course, has gotten a lot of people killed. There's very little evidence that evolution, there's tons of evidence of adaptation, of why, a banana in the wild versus a banana at the store is very different, or why different parts of the world, people are very tall or very short or very black or very white based on their exposure to sun, or their nostril shape based on how much moisture is in the air. And how warm the air is, and tons and tons and tons of that. But there has never been life created from nothing except in the womb of a female. Now, is it possible to affect genetic makeup with the Human Genome Project and all that? Yes. Yes, I do think so. But that isn't how life started, and that isn't how species, I don't believe, started, because there's no evidence. And so you guys can spiral all you want, but... I'm actually such a fan of science that I know when science fails, and it has not successfully proven evolution to me at all. And then people think you're so stupid. They're like, you're so stupid. Well, I'm not. And you know, I'm not getting paid by any type of, I'm not shilling for the young earth people. It's just, it hasn't proven itself to me. People say fossils, Big Bear, and carbon dating. Well, there's no carbon in fossils. And the fact that people don't know that when they're arguing with you, when they're insulting you and arguing with you, they don't even know that there isn't any carbon in the fossils. Well, there isn't any like tissue or anything that you can date. The way carbon dating works is it's the degradation. It's like carbon something. It's an isotope of carbon that has a metered decay rate. And that's how they determine how old something is that's made from something that was once alive. Fossils were never alive. It's an imprint in stone. These are basic things that a lot of people don't know. All right, well, welcome today. And the Peterson bots won't stop. Once I took on the once great Jordan Peterson, it seems like that's people write to me all the time. Either they're grateful that I did that or they think I'm a fool. But the thing recently is someone's like, yeah, well, Peterson's going to be on Crowder. How do you balance that out? That's fine. I'm not a persona non grata guy. I don't believe in excommunicating Jordan Peterson. I think that he still brings more to the table than like half of Ben Shapiro's Sunday special guests. Like, I think Jonathan Haidt's a douche, and that's the guy that he just had. I think Jordan Peterson still brings things to the table to people. I just think he misrepresented himself, and I'm not a fan anymore, but to each his own. And differences, people can have different opinions, people can do all that, but I think that he just so fundamentally misrepresented himself. And you saw that with the Kavanaugh stance, and then his follow-up apologies made it way, way worse for me because he went into his own primordial soup and became nonsense guy. But that's fine. I could still be at a dinner with him. Like that, I don't operate like that. Unless someone's like a pedophile or a rapist or a murderer or everyone around knows I'll be talking shit the whole dinner. Like if someone's just really douchey, like if I was having dinner with like right now, Matt Damon, I would be talking a lot of shit to. The way he's handled himself lately has been extremely douchey. Or Jack Dorsey from Twitter. If I'm having dinner with Jack Dorsey, like I could have dinner with the guy. But just, you know, throughout the dinner, I'd be like, hey, Jack, why are you such a douche? I'm not the guy that's like, if you talk to him, we are done. I think that's what people mean when they say don't act like the left. And I agree, but I've never advocated for that. I've never said don't like Jordan Peterson or be friends with him or respect some of his good work that he's done. That's the way insane people think. But I don't like him, and I think that you should really rethink a lot of the stances he's taken and how he just kind of threw men and truth and the rules of the game under the bus. I'm coming in hot today. All right, I have a clip from the free special that we're going to put on YouTube. I know it's not good business sense to say that I'm putting something for free on the web and then also ask you to buy something else. But my Atlanta show, Persona Non Grata, $10 at my website, hugepianist.com. You can also get Reluctant Warlord, shot in Portland. How Dare Me, shot in Saranac Lake. I was promptly excommunicated by the leftists in that town. And the first one, Feed the Bear, shot in England. Those are all self-produced and available at my website. But for those of you that can't necessarily afford it, which I have no problem with at all. You know, that means you might have good Jew business sense. We're going to put up the West Palm Beach show that we also recorded on the same tour. It's different than the Atlanta show, but here is a clip about Hitler and abortion from West Palm Beach. Here we go. Let's check it out.
People keep comparing everything to Hitler now. Everyone's like, that's literally Hitler. Like, I've been called Hitler a lot. Now they're like, you're like, I used to live in Los Angeles, which is just, you know, they're doing lines of like, they're doing lines of like gluten-free cocaine, like, is this gluten-free? Don't use a straw, straws are bad. their minds are gone. They're like, Donald Trump is literally Hitler. Now it's time to give all your guns to Hitler. I'm like, one time I was having lunch with my friend, this girl, and she was like, would you kill Hitler as a baby if you could? Like, do you think you could do that for the world? Like, if you were a time traveler and you saw Hitler in a crib, could you kill Hitler? I'm like, why do you ask? She's like, I don't know if I could do it. I know I should, but I don't know if I could do it. I'm like, you could do it. She's like, what? No, I'm like a kind person. I'm a member of PETA. I'm like, well, you've had two abortions that weren't Hitler.
Boom! Suck it.
So, like, the odds they were Hitler is like zero. And you just pulled the plug because you didn't want to cancel your Netflix account.
All right. So for those of you that want an alternative to leftist comedy, I'm actually doing it. So you can buy that. Feel free to clip it up, spread it, share it, even the Atlanta show. I want people to see it. I also have to make a living. Obviously, that's why I sell them. But I want an alternative to the Don Lemons of the world and the Amy Schumers and the Chelsea Handlers and the Sarah Silverman's and the now Joe Rogan, the once great Joe Rogan. And so I'm out there doing it. And we have to rent these spaces, not advertise for them. I can't say where they are because some of these people will fold like a deck of cards once the swarms start calling them, saying that I'm literally Hitler. We have to pay for it up front and then shoot it and then sell it ourselves. And edited ourselves and color corrected ourselves, all of it. And there's a lot of pushback to doing your own thing and not having representation and not being at CAA like the once great Jordan Peterson. But it's worth it. And so if you're looking for something to, because it doesn't work to just say don't do something. I've been friends with a lot of addicts. We all have addictive qualities to our personality. You can't just say stop doing heroin. You have to replace it. That's why my brother's gotten a bunch of people off heroin with tree work. We call it treehab. You know, Guck, who just had his first son, almost died. He's buried 16 of his friends. He was writing a book called 16 of My Friends Are Dead. But we had to keep increasing the number because more kept dying. So the way he quit heroin and fentanyl and all that fun stuff is replace it with something. And so it's one thing to just incessantly mock the left, but you have to give people another option, and that's what I'm trying to do. And so if you could just spread that around for me, that would be great. I appreciate it. All right, that was from yesterday. Let's talk about some stuff today. Okay, this is Don Lemon. Just like his last name, he is a bitter little fruit. And he's in the sunken place because a lot of these leftist blacks in media keep calling Kanye in the sunken place. My old manager produced the movie Get Out. I was still rep by him when he produced it. I remember when they were writing it. I know Key and Peele. And that movie was originally meant to mock liberals. I mean, it's in the movie. Hey, dog, I would have voted for Obama a third time. Welcome to our plantation. And it was so powerful of their mocking of liberals that the left had to like eat it up and make sure that it was this darling movie that no one could criticize and all that because they were so terrified of it. And so now when they use the sunken place, which is when the whites take the soul of the blacks, as an insult on Kanye, it's actually Don Lemon. Don Lemon is that owned sharecropper, and they just throw him sodomy and candy, money, suits. And that's it. It's bullshit. Kanye is a legend. Let's get to him in a second. Kanye is now out of the sunken place. That's why they're mad, 100%. Because this is what you have to understand. Politics is based on voting. That's obvious. But you have to understand that the left requires almost 100% of blacks to vote for them, or else they're done. They're done. That's the one demographic they need, because they have the Jews. But the Jew, you know, 7 out of 10 Jews will vote Democrat, but there's like 8 Jews. There's very few Jews. So they need the blacks, because Hispanics are now becoming Republican. This is why I don't have a racial view of voting necessarily. There is reality to it when it comes to like blacks and voting and stuff, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know, it doesn't have to be that way, and it's shifting, and they're terrified because Kanye West is an icon. He's a billionaire. He was from a single mother, inner city Chicago family, poverty, and he's now a billionaire. He won the Hunger Games. Kanye West is the winner of the Hunger Games. I've always thought he was pretty crazy. My buddy, who's a trainer, has trained him and said that he's like the man. And he was saying he was the man like years ago when I thought Kanye was a douche. And my buddy who trains him, or who did train him, was like, I'm telling you, man, he's a Jedi Knight. You just got to trust me on this. And I'm like, he's not playing by the same game. And he's not. He's out. And the way that he said, I would never let racism stop me, it brought a tear to my rhetorical mind. Scott Adams talked about this, and when I heard it, I saw the brilliance of it as well. It's called reframing an argument. He did it just, it was perfect. As someone who understands the wizardry of Jew media, he just got around this like giant boulder in the stream, just like Neo from the Matrix. It was insane. He's saying it doesn't matter if racism exists. It doesn't matter who's racist or who isn't, because he knew that debating that is a dead end. He said, it's an invisible wall. How would that stop me? I'm Superman. And Don Lemon in his sunken place, just desperate for sodomy and candy, he attacked his mother. He said that Kanye West's dead mother would be turning over in her grave. And Nimmer, me and Nimmer on road trips will sometimes get a Eric Nimmer, great comedian. Check him out. He's my opener for life. And he'll be headlining soon. He's now part of the Crowder Mafia. Not that it's a mafia. I'm just kidding. But what the hell was I talking about? Oh yeah. Like when we're on road trips, we'll come up with a theme and introduce each other to new songs. And one of our themes was mothers. And so I played him, I can't remember. I think Mother by Danzig and then Mother by John Lennon. And I had another mother song, and he introduced me to a mother song that Kanye wrote about his mother that he performed at the Grammys or something. And it was just so heart wrenching. And, and I also played Boys to Men's mother song. That was my brother played that when he danced with our mother, and it was really heartwarming. But anyway, so that's a crazy shot. You know, of course they say Negroes, this is what happens when Negroes don't read. I mean, they called him a minstrel show. I mean, they just revealed their viciousness and their racism against Kanye West. And the craziest one was this bitch on CNN, this black bitch, said that she texted Ray J about Ray J. His wife did a sex tape with Ray J. That's such a shot. Like, what the hell does Ray J have to do with this debate or argument at all? Instead of debating his points, which were valid, some of them were insane, obviously, but the whole no father in the house, the whole welfare system breaking the black family, the whole, you know, he paced Trump and then got Trump to say that he's open-minded to talk about search and frisk or stop and frisk, which, you know, none of these other dipshits can actually address. Because the Jay-Z's of the world want black people to stay Negroes that can't read because they get rich off them. You know, Colin Kaepernick wants you poor. Hillary Clinton needs you poor. She wants you to be impressed by the hot sauce in her purse. And Kanye addressed the fact. He goes, black people are proud, emotional people. And a lot of them are, you know, it's because of, I just think a lot of it has to do with the musical background. I try not to pigeonhole entire groups of people, but in general, as a musician, I'm very, very, very impressed by the passion and emotion in a lot of black music, whether it's gospel or jazz or rock and roll or just the blues. You know, these are the the emotional drivers of so many genres of music that we now all enjoy, and that's from specifically Black Americans. You know, you don't get that shit out of Kenya. It's not like it's a racial thing, but it's true. And so when he says, when they say someone's racist, it gets him fired up because of pride. And he's like, but that shit is to keep you down. And it is, you know, Scott Adams also was talking about how different demographic groups or different cultures have this like black hole effect where they don't let you leave. Like the Jews have the opposite of that. It's like, why aren't you a doctor? Why aren't you a sodomite on CNN? You know, why aren't you a lawyer? Why aren't you selling Birch Gold? You know, they're pushing you to succeed, the basic culture. But the black culture is different. It's like, oh, you think you're better than us now with your clean pants? Actually, it's not that, because there's a real heavy materialism in the black culture that holds them down as well. It would be like, oh, you live next to Dr. Phil. You think you're better than us? That would not happen with Jews. It's like, well, you know, Judith's daughter lives next to Dr. Phil. What are you doing with your life? You're only living next to Colin Kaepernick. And so that's a factor. And Kanye's breaking that. So good for him. This little fucker, James Gunn eyed to write direct Suicide Squad 2 for DC. Which makes sense, because the victims of child sexual abuse have a disproportionately high rate of suicide. So, you know, an alleged pedophile. And people were telling me, they're like, oh, there's no proof, Big Bear, that he's a pedophile. Just like Kavanaugh. How can you be such a hypocrite? He tweets about fucking kids. He dresses up as a priest in pedophile parties. And on camera, he said he wants to anally rape his daughter. Okay, that's a little different than Kavanaugh. That's someone who's proud of his kid fucking. And he's not joking. I've written several pedophile jokes. My jokes would be something like this. It must be a big day for a pedophile when he actually buys the van. Okay? That's not the same thing. Another one is going into Walgreens and asking for a pedophile, and it turns out it's a pedophile. Like, I need a file for my feet. And it's a dramatic irony where the audience knows something that I don't know. That's that joke. Another one was, I was an altar boy. They said, wear a dress, light a candle, and drink some wine. I should have known I was on a date. Like, you can do jokes on a subject without being a predator. South Park's great at it. South Park will address every possible darkness in society without actually being the predator. This man is a predator. His jokes are like, I'll fuck a kid. You know, and that's not humor. That's not satire. That's not anything. That's just him being disgusting and trying to normalize a very deviant behavior that I consider to be the most evil thing in the world. So, yeah, he's going to get more movies, and he's an absolute disgusting pile of dog shit. Look at him. He's 55, I think, and he's still dressing and trying to look like a 13-year-old boy. You know, look at his spiky hair. Look at just everything about him. He's just gross. And you're never going to get a smoking gun on a guy like that. But what you will get is someone who brags about a deviant, disgusting lifestyle, and we should shut it down. I'm not saying to hurt the man physically. I'm saying don't watch his movies. Because I'm not even saying that he should be blackballed. I'm saying we as consumers shouldn't buy or do. I believe in not participating. I believe in what's that called? When you call for a ban on buying something. I don't know. Shapiro's against it, but that bitch is worried about a sheet sales. I don't think we should watch that movie just to try and make a point that pedophile hires will be met with scrutiny. This one's a good one. You guys go ahead. It's Colin Kaepernick kneeling and all the, it's D-Day and all the guys are running out. My wife put her hoodie on backwards today and just committed to it, put her glasses on. But I got a quick glimpse into the wonderful world of Sharia law. I get it. You know, I get it. Let's just say I felt pretty good about this. Just having her covered up. It's time for Sharia law in America. Cover up. What we got here? This could be Photoshop because it's just that awesome. But if it isn't, it says Polish soldier burning ISIS flag in Syria wins most badass photo of the year. There's something about that photo that I just love. And I hear Poland's awesome now. I want to go on vacation either to Norway or Poland. Those are the two countries I want to visit right now. What else we got here? Trump says Kanye West is a terrific guy. And then there's this Photoshop of all the Bull and Branch sheeted Ku Klux Klan members. Sponsored by Bull and Branch. What else we got here? Oh, this guy. So he said, what a way to paint soldiers as AWOL monsters and vets as drug addicts. And then at 3340, I hope you heard that story from someone on dope at the time. I've done multiple tours in Afghanistan and have never heard of this. He may be wrong, but he's not lying, I guess. It certainly wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't just a drug-induced recap of actual events. All right, dickhead. No, his name's Justin Roki. He was my best friend in Saranac Lake. So if you want to hear his story, you can't now because he's dead. Gavin McGinnis even wrote about him. Justin Roki. I remember I talked to Gavin about it a few years ago, even before I was boys with Gavin, about because his unit or whatever they're called, I can't remember the designation of their group, but they were the ones that were pissing on the dead Taliban people, and he got discharged. But he's not lying, you fuck. So Why Didn't They Laugh is my podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud and wherever you get your iTunes. And number 114, it's called In Desperate Need of Wool. It's with my deceased friend, that beautiful man, Justin Roki. Listen to it. Check it out. It's pretty old, but man, I got videos of him, you know, when he was off heroin for a while. And but we would drink rum by the fire, and he'd go dark sometimes. He'd get dark, but we'd record it sometimes because he always knew he was going to die. I didn't think he was going to die, but he wanted his voice recorded. And so, yeah, that guy who just wants to disgrace my friend's memory can go fuck himself. Usually I get along pretty well with vets and military because they've been humbled by the reality of war. You know, that happens a lot with comedians. Usually are humbled by the reality of being that exposed in public and not being a keyboard warrior. But this douche obviously is a different story. You know, he was like, way to paint vets as AWOL drug addicts. A lot of them are drug addicts. A lot of them are drug addicts because, as Roki talks about in this episode, there's a serious poppy field situation going on in Afghanistan. And some real shady stuff. Oh, and here's something else. Go on Why Didn't They Laugh? And I wanna see something because I used to always be in the top. I would be in the top 100 in comedy a lot. And now these get crazy views now. The listens. I used to get like 10, 20,000 listens a month, and I'd be in the top 100. And now it gets like over a million a month. And I'm never in the top 100 anymore. And I'm wondering if what's the cause of that? I think I have an idea. But if you could do me a favor and write a comment and hit 5 stars on this, I want to see if like a ton of people like rate it and comment, if that gets me back in the charts, or am I not allowed in the charts? Because if it's not for listens or downloads, if it's for reviews, I'm always curious how shadow bans work. So if you could do that, that'd be awesome. Thanks. Oh, Cubby Bear says will do. Thank you. All right. And check out that episode. Oh, and go back into the old ones. The old ones are fascinating. Like listen to the old one with Theo Von, where Theo Von was arguing in favor of the Confederate flag. And I was against it until the end of the episode. He kind of changed my mind a bit. And now Theo Von is a soy chugging pile of dog shit. All right. Chelsea Hanno, this is what I really wanted to talk about today. She says, if you're wondering why Republicans took a sick day today, it's probably because it's National Coming Out Day. Looking at you, Lindsey Graham. That's okay. So she's mocking someone for being homosexual who isn't, you know, don't talk that way about my Golden Graham. But it's so ridiculous that it started to get me to think. And I wrote something on Instagram about it, about the Me Too movement because I was listening to Stephen Molyneux yesterday talk about this guy named Jack Smith, who is this male feminist ally writer to all these like shitty feminist blogs, and he had a big name for himself, and he was high status, and he would attack all the right wing everything, you know, that we're all Nazis, bigot, homophobe, all that stuff. And all these women are now coming forward that he raped them. And I was listening to the stories, and at first it was my normal lens of thinking, which is like, these people are just all insane. But the more I listened, the more I started having flashbacks to the time when I was in Hollywood and I was in that world. And it started making more sense to me, because here's the thing. These women are experiencing something terrible. You know, millions of women saw, or people, some women obviously, saw Kavanaugh and saw a rapist, even given the details, which were nothing. So I have to understand how that works in order to kind of fight it and survive it and live with it. Because I can't just keep saying crazy, crazy, crazy. What is it? And there's this one experience that one of Jack Smith's quote unquote victims was describing. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. Me and Amy in the beginning had some real rough experiences, you know, like half drunk, kind of hookup, weird volatility, you know, because I was a high status male in the leftist world. And the way we treated women, it isn't rape at all, but it isn't good for women. And at the time, I was bought into the whole idea that, like, you know, women can just have casual sex and they're just like men in that way. And, you know, I kind of knew better, but not really. I didn't really know women until Amy, like until being married, until having children, until just being with the same person every day and night of your life. You don't know women. You think you do. You know the narrative. You know the projection of what you think you know, but you don't. And so these women aren't designed to be with a bunch of guys casually. They're designed to be with status male in this world. Because women, they're not these sheep, right? Women want the power. They want the status. They want the shiny. You know, so they buy into the satanic partnership just as much as the men do. So I'm not painting them as these like sheep. But here's the thing. They're not designed for that. And so when women are with these men in these weird scenarios of like verbal somewhat abuse and neglect and games and, you know, like weird fights and hostility and half drunken insecurity, they start feeling hollow. You know, and the men start resembling almost some sociopathic traits. And I've seen that myself when I think about myself back in the day. I can see elements of that in me. You know, like when I would just try and get as much attention from women as possible. Is that rape? Of course not. There's nothing about that that's rape. But it is bad. And it does kind of put us this soft half rape world in women all the time. So then, because Molyneux said something profound when he said, it's a peek into hell. And I thought about it, like Amy and I almost clawed our way out of hell, because she was like going to raves and shit and getting hammered and trying to, you know, she got her master's in engineering so that she didn't need a man. And, I was a high status male in Los Angeles, just getting tons of attention from women. You know, my instincts were always to have children and be a family guy. Like, but I was, it just didn't line up with the world I was living in at all. And so when our worlds collided, we had to like really grow together. We clawed out of hell together. And I had this dream once that like, Walter always existed, and he wouldn't, and he fought his way into existence. That like Walter wouldn't let himself not exist. And so, you know, all the, I did a post on Facebook right after Walter was born. It was April 2016. And I don't even know how I could find it, but it got like 100,000 shares. You know, it just went crazy viral. And it was a picture of Walter asleep on me in black and white. And the basic gist was all the fighting, all the insecurity, all of it was worth it, you know, to not just go into that darkness, that, you know, the face swiping of Tinder and all the bullshit, that it was all worth it for that moment of having him on my chest. And it was, and it's only grown. The light, the truth, the good. I didn't create the truth. I didn't create the good. I'm just now thankful to be part of it. And I was in hell. And these women now see everything as rape or Nazi or homophobe, like that, because they're in hell. And it's like, do I have compassion? Yeah, I mean, look at this tweet by Chelsea Handler. That contradicts everything she previously said about homosexuality. It's nasty. It's not funny. It's resentful. It's so bad that I didn't even just instinctively mock it like I do, like Don Lemon sometimes. I was like, how do you get to that place of hell? Like that just constant satanic bargain. And me and Amy paid to get out of hell. You know, we had times that were just looking back, just the pain, the anguish, the all of it, just it was hard. But we got out. And that's why these women are all screaming to be heard about being raped, because they kind of are. But it's not by the people they're saying. It's not a specific rape. It's the rape of the feminine. Because they're not designed for the world that they're being told to be in. You know, and a lot of these women have had abortions and can't come to terms with it. And so instead of just paying the price to get out of hell and admit what you've done and admit that it was wrong, they just double down and they triple down and they quadruple down and they just descend into these layers. And they've been sold empowerment. But it's really just a soft rape that's just constant. And these men want their sex and they want the power. And together they just fall. And these men now are all on the chopping block. Because it's like, I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger apologize for saying girly men. Arnold Schwarzenegger once at a dinner that a friend of mine was at was screaming, "I finger your wife. I smell it. I smell it." Like a mixed dinner of like politicians. Like he's a fucking animal, right? So these men have benefited from the satanic bargain of women that want to be close to power and want shiny stuff and have sacrificed their feminine for that. And then these men can just have unlimited sex and dominance and what they do not deserve biblically, you know? And so the result is now these men are all terrified. They now are just going to comply with everything. I suspect that's a lot of the men that I've referenced are acting insane because they're scared that someone's going to reference one of the things that they've done. I have no fear of that because my wife knows everything about me. My wife and I we clawed out of hell together. And I know things about her and she knows things about me. And we have that dynamic where there's nothing that they can do to shame me, you know, it would just be another, just another thing to just step over. It's nothing. And that's why I can speak honestly. But a lot of these people can't. These women feel raped all the time because the title of this episode, what did I title it again? It's The Men They Know. That's a line from Stephen Molyneux from his podcast yesterday, which I recommend you listen to because it so depicts the hell that these people live in because none of it's rape. Like they'll describe this, like the hookup and this jack guy and how we'd fuck with their head and how we'd like shame them and then coddle them and then like say something weird. Like he'd rub them and be like, "You still want me to go?" Like just douchey, right? And the details start piling on until you're there again. Or everybody's seen a flicker of that window into hell. And it's not rape, but it's something like it. And so then these women, you know, like the Christine Blasey Fords of the world, I bet she's been in that world so long that everything's rape. And the men they know. So when Molyneux said that line, he was referring to when these leftist women say stuff about men, like men, you know, men attack us, time to believe women, men. He was like, the men they know are like that. And I'm so used to good men. And like, I'm always assuming that people are referring to the men I know, which are good men, men that would die protecting women, men that would die for their children, men with honor, men with a code, men with strength, men with persistence. The men I know are good. But these women, they're always going after high status men, and they let them walk all over them because they have this satanic vulnerability, this Achilles heel, where they want to date up. They want to date status because not only do they want the power of men, they're still women. So they allow the Jack Smiths of the world, the Harvey Weinsteins, all these people to treat them like shit. And so it's not rape. It's not like you can show your fingernails in the cells of the man when you like clawed at him and there's tearing of the vagina and, you know, like actual rape. No, it's not. But it's like it, though. The whole world is. And so then when they see all men, they see them all like that. And you're going to get these this collateral damage like Judge Kavanaugh. And I just thought that was something to share. It's pretty intense when you really think about it. And I had women write me, DM me, because they wouldn't write publicly because they're still friends with a lot of these women. I remember this one woman wrote to me yesterday about how she was in the theater world. And after like performances, it would almost be like an orgy. She never bought into it, which is why she probably is sane enough to like write to me. But about how these women would just like be banging the director and then the writer and then getting banged by. This whole like female empowerment sex thing is nonsense. They do it because they want to stay in control, and inside they're screaming. And I didn't know that back in the day. Because how are men supposed to know that? We're not women. And she talks about how as they aged, you know, they get married and have kids, but they hate their lives. Because they can't, they're still in hell. They didn't get out. They didn't pay the piper. They're still in that world of just like resentment and envy and greed and lust and anger. It's so real. That's one thing that Jordan Peterson said that was brilliant is sometimes you'll see someone and they're in hell, like alive. Like they're looking at the world almost like through a filter, like one of those goggles, these new Google goggles or whatever. And every human's a demon and everything's a threat and everything is gross and you know. And so many of these women got into this world where they're just taking dick from powerful men because they're not being used. They're using the men too. They want that power, but their body and their psyche and their soul is incapable of taking that much dick without intimacy. Like they feel like they're dying. It's really, really crazy. And so then when you see the Alyssa Milanos, who's just taken miles of powerful dick, she's now insane. And we're not helping. Like, I'm going to raise my son with this knowledge, both my sons, because I didn't know this. And ignorance is no defense. I should have known this. But us as men are not men in powerful positions and men with, because there's a percentage of the male population that gets a lot of attention from women. You're not doing them any favors by fucking them when you don't care about them. You're adding gunpowder to the keg that one day may completely explode. All right. So that's, Milano is stupid. Yeah, she is stupid, but you got to understand like how people got there. Or else you can't really, this is what you became when you separated yourself from God and then you blame everyone else. Yeah, it's true. He's an atheist, is queer. Who are you guys talking about? Old Bear, he did, you have to watch the whole video. Oh, I have some, what are you guys chatting about? I want to get involved. Milano dressed as a slut during a sexual assault hearing. Right. No, they're in the upside down. They're in hell. They screamed rape after their own actions. When you strange, I'd still take Alyssa out. Well, then you're an idiot. Save your money. Tyson, What are you guys talking about? What's Milano embrace the vampira? I want to be queer. All right. Just admit it, Owen. You visit poll on the regular, right? I don't know what poll is. People have said that. It's slash P-O-L slash. I have no idea what that is. Dave Smith always says, don't become what you hate. It's true. Owen, what do you think of John Wayne and Clint Eastwood? Legends. Who the hell is Milano? Says Shaniqua O'Toole. Ricci was in porn. I don't know what that's referencing to. It's a little weird. 4chan. I've never been on 4chan, but I respect those guys. Politically incorrect 4chan front poll. All right, I'm going to keep focused. Oh, you have over 1,000 people. That's cool. All right, what else we got here? Someone painted this, Have No Fear Bear, painted by the wonderful wife, not her own Benjamin and his bear family. That's really cool. I just thought I'd share it. I like to share good art. Good art. The left, waiting for CNN to tell them what to be upset about next, and it's just a picture of sheep. Oh, someone posted this, because I guess Steve Byrne is doing San Jose, and this was the thing that they tagged him in, and they tagged me in. Watch out for the Orientals. Here, Dr. Ken and Steve Byrne are just pointing and laughing at the giant Caucasian, you know, specimen, me. I mean, you look at an Oriental and you think that they're just soft skin, hairless little angels, but they can be vicious. They can be vicious. Look at them just pointing and laughing. Oh, look, your eyes don't look like they're closed all the time. No way. Oh, you actually have a penis. Oh, your dick goes past your pubes? No way. Slants. You get it. That's right. They're a bunch of aliens. All right, what we got here? Jim Acosta. Kanye just said motherfucker in the Oval Office per WH pool. Yeah, and Bill Clinton, you know, used to fuck and get blown in there. What's your point, Jim Acosta? Kanye just said motherfucker. Yeah, because they're so terrified that a black person is referencing a father. Because if you have a father that stays and doesn't abandon his children, he's technically a motherfucker. And that's why it's seen as an insult, because people don't want blacks to understand that that's even an option, to be a motherfucker. Oh, this guy. See, this is why I'll never get on board any of these. I mean, there's a million reasons, but if anyone wants to see why these racially race pride people, just listen to what this piece of shit commented. You'll never have white pride because, quote unquote, a small group of people do shitty things and push disgusting policies and try to manipulate others via blah, blah, blah. What's next, Owen? Going to take your son for a ride and cry about suiciding yourself? It is incumbent upon you to instill pride. I just stopped reading after that. Yeah, I shared some pretty dark and sad childhood experiences I had where my dad would do that sometimes. And now these people use it against me to make a point. I will never root for you people. You know, never. Like, because you have to understand how people view you. Like, you're a piece of shit. Like, people that talk like that are just grotesque. And yeah, I didn't delete it. I want people to see how you people think. These race realists, yeah, they take the most vulnerable thing I've revealed in all of my podcasts and streams, and they throw it in my face to try and make a point about my weakness. I think you missed the mark a little bit there, bud. All right, what else we got here? What a douche. All right, I think that's about it. I'm going to read some PayPals and then call it a day. Oh my God, what a weirdo. I know, that's what a lot of them are like. They have this, it's weird, dude. This is why I have a weird thing with a lot of the whites. It's, they're either these like cuck, soy chugging, like pathetic pussy men, but then the ones that seem to have, that aren't pussies, like some of the they're just such, they're just as pathetic. It's just in a different way. They're like, I can't explain it other than just like guttural sounds. It's just like they think they're making a point by just being so just gross and inhumane. All right, let's read some of these. All right, it's from Carlos. Hi from Winnipeg. I love your videos. Thank you, Carlos. That was very short and sweet. Jonathan. This isn't a comment to be read publicly, is the first line, so that will end that. Okay. I will read that another time, though. Jonathan, Genghis, John. Okay, Axe Bear. I just sending a brief message because it occurred to me that you are no longer a Nami, a normie, which means that you always have to worry about trolls and that weird space that we are all now. I'm going to move this to the screen. I'm not going to just strain my clearly blind eyes. All right. Worry about the trolls in that weird space that we all now exist in that hasn't yet been adequately explained by sociologists. You know what I'm talking about. The existence of God-tier trolls and the internet with which they to weird their insane wield their insane talent. We live in a weird space. Anyway, my last message maxed out the character limit, and where I left it looks exactly like where... Oh, is this the one I'm not supposed to read? All right, let's... I'm just going to keep, I'll read it another time, bud. I love you, bud. But, here's something fascinating about CNN and Kanye West. So Kanye West said that there is no time. Time is an illusion, and they called him an idiot. Want to know who else shared that opinion? Albert Einstein. Like when Kanye was saying that there is no time, the time's an illusion. That was a fundamental point of Albert Einstein. That time is the fourth dimension and it's an illusion. So CNN apparently is, much smarter than Einstein. All right, it's from James. On vacation, so didn't catch the show live, but your words are good, Big Bear. I think the spankings that my mother gave me kept me out of prison. I was very, very smart and hated school. I was probably in trouble. Probably because I grew up without a father and was resentful. Like you said, though, I believe my mother was doing the best she could and loved her very much. I only spanked my kids twice. Then decided it wasn't right for me. I grew up good, but rejected the church and became liberal. I pray all the time this changes. Well, my son voted for Trump, so I'll take one for three for now. I know I live in God's time. Take care. Keep up the great work. Thank you, James. Yeah, that was another one. The fact we talked about corporal punishment yesterday really got the people going, got the trolls going, and the non-trolls. I'm not going to hit my kids unless I have a kid in the future that literally, the only way I would ever hit my kid is if I truly think that he doesn't understand, that he would die if I didn't type thing. Because the whole running into the street thing, until they're capable of understanding streets, I just don't see why you just... It's on the parent to keep them the fuck away from streets. I don't know. Whatever. I'm sick of the noise, man. I know it's a double-edged sword to read comments and read all you guys' notes live, especially without any filter. I haven't pre-read any of this stuff. But it exposes you to some real intense stuff. And, you know, this weekend I'm going to take just for my family and just really chill out. Patrick. Big Bear, I'm a 25-year-old translator from Germany. Dunka Shane. That's all I know. I love what you're doing. Your podcast is the best thing that's out there. I have been wondering if you followed up on looking up the singer Frank Ocean. Oh, yeah, dude. Strawberry. I love Frank Ocean. There's this song, Strawberry Swing, that's beautiful. Someone recommended that in a pod a few weeks ago. Godspeed and White Ferrari are only two great songs of it. Would love to hear you analyze them on one of your pods. Keep up the great work. Much love to Amy and the Cubs. P.S. May I officially be verified as Beauty Bear. Keep fighting the good fight. Welcome, Beauty Bear. Thank you, brother. Steven, God bless. Thanks for the knowledge and the laughs. Bought your special, and my lady and I are watching it tonight for date night. Love you, Big Bear. Steven, that sounds awesome. Oh, and thank you, by the way. I was very generous of you. And enjoy the special. It's great for date night. Big Bear is watching an It's Not Norm clip, and he was talking, quoting Billy Joe Shaver's Live Forever, and it reminded me what a great song that was. Can you take a stab at playing it? Lazy Eye Bear, and don't mock my underscore. Yeah, I'll have to do it in the off time, though, but I will. I'll look up that song for sure. Joshua, dearest Big Bear, Though I acknowledge my donation is meager, I'm happy to finally send some honey. I'm Josh, a simple Midwestern boy. Just a Midwestern boy in my mid-20s, currently residing in New York City, a.k.a. Soydom and Gay Mora. That's wicked funny. Soydom and Gay Mora. I'm a half-Jew genetically, but a full-blown one in my belief in the Old Testament. You brought up a great point a few streams ago about how some Jews focus too much on the purity of bloodline as opposed to one's commitment to the Ten Commandments. I was hoping for some thoughts on a thesis I've developed. Tribalism by bloodline becomes dangerous quickly, whereas tribalism based on beliefs and action promotes dialogue and development, benevolent unity that built the Western world. Given that I'm not a purebred Jew, I'd like to be verified as Goyish Charm Bear. Genius. Welcome, Goyish Charm Bear. Please, I plan to move to Texas for a job soon, and the lower taxes should allow me to sling some more honey your way. Keep spreading the good word. Cheers. I think that that is a great observation. Tribe by action and idea is a much stronger tribe than bloodline. Imagine if I saw myself as just white and it wasn't my beliefs or actions. I would be in the same tribe as someone who mocked my suicidal father when I was a child that I shared with you guys. That man is not in my tribe, nor will he ever be in my tribe, despite the color of our skin. So, yeah, that's a great point. Chris, Apology Bear here. Not much honey today. I wanted to recommend a book called Darwin's Doubt by Stephen Mayer. The guy went up against three Darwinists in a debate and did very well. It's very well written and respectful, but the main thing I got from it was the history lesson. Even if you disagree with the theistic conclusions, he does a fantastic overview of Darwinism thought from Darwin to now. He even addressed criticisms from articles rebutting his claims at the end of the second edition. Great read. Very informative. God bless, brother. That sounds awesome. Yeah, and if you want to see the logic and rational state of a modern-day evolutionist, one of the leaders of his field, look no farther than Brett Weinstein, who called Kavanaugh a punk because he just knew it in his gut. These people are charlatans. All right. Good afternoon, Big Bear. Sorry about the novel. It's been a crazy, messed up week for a lot of us. Between your friends, fiance losing her family, to all the insanity in the world, it seems like we've all had something kick us in the ass. Last week, my wife, Teach Right Bear, shared the good news of her being pregnant with the bears. Yeah, it's with a heavy heart that I've got to tell everyone that today we found out that we lost a baby. I'm so sorry to hear that, my friend. We've been struggling with our emotions all day, and every prayer and bit of love we receive from our friends and family here would be greatly appreciated. I want you and the rest of the bears to know that in a lot of ways, we're more than just a community. We're a family. I've been reminded just how much that means to me, and I want to let everyone know just how much this family means to me. Here's a little something to help you spend as much time with you can with Amy and the boys. I'm certainly going to do the same with mine. Much love. Man, Kenneth, I'm sorry to hear that, buddy. Just what a beautiful note, and I'm really, let me know if there's anything I can do to help. My mother had 5 miscarriages before I was born, and I know the toll that took on her. So it that sucks. I'm sorry. That is from Anne. Roses are red and Big Bear is funny. Here's some bread for salmon and honey. We need to wake up, Arm Bears, and in True and in the Unbearable Unbearables. Would love to join you with honor and evidence, truth, and with reason. Our way will be guided through every season. Give Walter and Charlie and Amy a kiss. How else may I help you? I'd love to assist. May I be verified as Annie Bear, if that's taken, Annie D. Bear. Thanks, Owen, Annie D. On YouTube, I make original music and animations. Oh, so on YouTube, she is A-N-N-I-D-E-E. She sounds hilarious. So, yes, welcome, Annie Bear. That was a very nice poem. It's from Jess, from Banker Bear. Hey, Owen, you are a big inspiration. You've inspired me and so many others to speak the truth, confront evil, and be a better dad and husband. My 4th will be born in the next few days. Congratulations. I'm a classical composer and would love to work with you if the opportunity arises. New compositions, orchestrating, or noting sheet music. I live very near you in Washington. Keep up the awesomeness. Thank you. Thank you, Jess. Yeah, I mean, my goal is to one day produce a movie and You should just score the next thing we do anything. Like, even if it's just Shylock Holmes. That'd be awesome. Mark, Kavanaugh, Kanye, Kashiv, the elite KKK, little honey for you. Yeah, we don't want to associate them with the KKK, but I appreciate that. Mark, Kaepernick, now he's a K we can talk about. Kaepernick doesn't deserve his K with men like Kavanaugh, Kanye, and Kashiv. Is it crazy that I don't know who Kashiv is? Does that make me ignorant? Am I one of them ignorant people? I don't know who Kashiv is. Sounds kind of Polish. What do we got here? Jeffrey, hey, Big Bear, I really like what you said about all the trouble being worth it for your son. I'm fortunate to have a great dad who would do anything for me, but unfortunately my family went through a bad divorce with my mom telling lies and turning a lot of our friends and family against my dad. Wait a minute, I thought women only tell the truth. All right, in that situation, most men would leave their kids, but my dad didn't. He's a Marine and would go through hell for his men, which I understand because I'm a Marine myself now. He applied the same dedication to me and my sister. I'm glad to see that you're stepping up and putting the same dedication into your own kids. I hope that I can do the same someday. Also, can I be verified as Machine Gun Bear? Welcome, Machine Gun Bear. Thanks for everything you do. Keep up the good work. Man, your dad sounds awesome. It's really good to hear that he stuck it through, because it's about caring. That's what it is. It's about giving a shit. Because I know people that have been from some really bad upbringings, and it requires someone to just give a shit about you. Because that's why you see some of these soy houses where it's just the parents seem to care so much more about status and money than their own kids, and that's why they end up being such psychos. Dubby Bear, have you heard of the mega city the Saudis are building? It's called Neom. It will be 33 times the size of New York City, 10,000 square miles. Terrifying. The Muzzies are literally building Babylon. People think Babylon is America. No, sir. Civilization began in the Middle East, and it seems determined to end there. $500 billion has already been committed to the construction of Neom, with its first phase expected to be completed in 2025. The city will be owned by the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, chaired by Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Lord Farquaad himself. Farquaad. People think Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world. Ha, each member of the royal family of Saudi Arabia has more wealth than Bezos. The Saudis literally control the United States and have untold trillions of dollars in gold and assets. Oof, it's true. Anyway, they're billing it as the ultimate utopia, fully automated megacity run on artificial intelligence, and it's going to be a leftist magnet for the rest of the world. Great. Let them all go there. Only one problem in the forecast. Islam is their government. Yeah, let them all go there. Let them all see what utopia really feels like. That's so intense. Oof. The whore of Babylon. Israel, do you know how to bust out Princes of the Universe by Queen on the piano? That would be sick. Now I'll look into that, though. Joseph, Big Bear, come to Roseburg, Oregon. Sounds Jewy. Logging community here would absolutely love to laugh with you, Ghost Bear. I'll check that out. Does sound Jewy, though, but I'm in. All right, guys. I think I'm going to wrap it up today. I've been doing real long ones lately. So I want to give you guys a shorter one. Let's just watch my hilarious new bit one more time. And remember to pick up the new special, Persona Non Grata, at hugepianist.com. Here's a new bit from the special. But this one will be for free on YouTube. So don't feel pressured that you have to buy the special, because another version of the special that we taped live will be free on YouTube. And then another one will be free on YouTube when we put up the Houston show. And then we will also probably put up the San Antonio show at some point. Where it was 2.5 hours long, and I really committed to Adolf Hitler being my hero. It's a pretty funny show, pretty unique. There we go.
People keep comparing everything to Hitler now. Everyone's like, that's literally Hitler. Like, I've been called Hitler a lot. Now they're like, I used to live in Los Angeles, which is just, you know, they're doing lines of like, yeah. They're doing lines of like gluten-free cocaine. Like, is this gluten-free? Don't use a straw. Don't use a straw. Straws are bad. Straws are bad. Straws are bad. Their minds are gone. They're like, Donald Trump is literally Hitler. Now it's time to give all your guns to Hitler. I'm like, One time I was having lunch with my friend, this girl, and she was like, would you kill Hitler as a baby if you could? Like, do you think you could do that for the world? Like, if you were a time traveler and you saw Hitler in a crib, could you kill Hitler? I'm like, why do you ask? She's like, I don't know if I could do it. I know I should, but I don't know if I could do it. I'm like, you could do it. She's like, what? No, I'm like a kind person. I'm a member of PETA. I'm like, well, you've had two abortions that weren't Hitler.
All right, so I was just reading you guys' comments. People have been asking me how I felt about Roseanne on Joe Rogan. I don't listen to Rogan's podcast because I feel like what you ingest, like your food makes you either fat or in shape or healthy or unhealthy. It's the same thing with media. You know, I don't like ingesting things that I've identified as things that aren't, that will make me upset, but not in a good way. Not like The Good Fight upset. Like, I don't know. I don't like ingesting things that I know to be at least somewhat poisonous, but apparently Rogan was calling her racist. I don't know. Did you guys watch it? Did you guys watch any of that stuff? What's wrong with Rogan's podcast? Nothing if you like it, Slippin' Jimmy. I'm just telling you what I ingest. I also don't like watching beheading videos or most comedy on Netflix because I think it's just bad for my soul. You know, like whenever people told me to watch Two Girls, One Cup, I never watched that shit. Why would I watch that? I don't even like watching like really scary satanic movies. Because I just don't really enjoy having... It was good. Rogan Def didn't call her racist. That's good to hear. So I retract what I said. Several people said that to me, so I really shouldn't go with what other people say. I should check it out myself. End of September, Alex was supposed to be on JRE. Why did that fall through? That was always going to fall through. Rogan was totally on her side. Good, Texas Church Bear. So I retract. I retract that, but I still don't listen to it. I don't watch Two Girls, One Cup. I don't watch beheading videos. I've seen so many things on the Rogan podcast that made me so, I just am like, I don't want to ingest this point of view. It's one thing to not be Christian. That's absolutely fine. But to call them a bunch of like fucking morons and then to be like, you know, pro-socialism and pro and just to tell last time I was on there, it was a fucking nightmare. You know, he doesn't think that there should be a constitution, I believe. Hang on. Joe said Al Franken didn't do anything wrong, but he had Nick Kroll on. I mean, there's a million. Rogan is cancer now. His special was not world class. The only Rogan podcast I hated was the one on net neutrality. Oh, yeah. He's pro net neutrality, which is socializing the internet. Joe's a queer. Rogan still has U.S. flag behind him. Must trigger some lefties. I only watch Rogan when he has someone I like on. Nick Kroll is a filthy Jew, says Frank Jalapeno. Joe thinks the snake people in DMT High are the gods. Yeah. Gavin, Owen, Crowder, and DiPaolo are the only guys I truly listen to. Oh, thanks. That Bert guy ruined the last experience. Yeah, so what happened in the Roseanne pod? I actually probably will listen to that one now that there's... People are informing me that there's a more nuanced opinion. Rogan is a shit friend. He laughed with Jimmy Dore about when he spit on Alex Jones. Oh, yeah. Obviously, he's... Joe Rogan looks like a thumb. Yes, he does. Did you see Project Veritas? I haven't yet. I like the one with... Rogan never listens to his guests. He let her do all the talking. She was hilarious. Joe opened the door for many. He did. No, I completely respect the doors that Joe Rogan is open for. Completely. I don't hate the guy. I wish him well. I think that, you know, his podcast is better than 95% of the podcast, but I have a limited time on the planet. So do any of us. And there's so many good shows out there that there's no point in wasting your time listening to something that you know isn't coming from an honest trajectory. When someone's always like editing and shifting and strategizing based on their own needs, it doesn't make for good entertainment or knowledge acquisition for me. Liberals are selfish heathens. Rogan yelled constantly. Believe all thumbs. Owen, have you seen Lindsay Lohan trying to bribe, kidnap a child in the Middle East? No. For me, Rogan, Molyneux, PJW, Sticks. Nice. Yeah, and just like the Peterson thing, what I addressed earlier, you feel free to like something I don't like. I think that we're so conditioned by the left and the media and stuff that when I say someone's douchey or I don't like listening to them, it's a call to like banish them, which is not at all what I'm saying. I also don't like the color magenta. It's, by the way, it's a lie. Magenta isn't a real color. Look into it. It's a lie. I think Rogan and Owen should have an MMA fight. I actually texted him that like a month ago. I said, we should like actually fight and you just fucking knock me out or be hysterical. And he was like, bro, some people don't come back from that. And I was like, oh, yeah, you really are like, you really can kill people. Holy shit. He would beat me within 3 seconds to a point where I might not be able to play the piano again. But it would have been really entertaining. But then I just realized that there's like permanent shit that can happen when you get that clocked. You can take him. Literally zero chance. I'd have a hard time taking him with a gun, potentially. Because he's not very, like, he's not that big of a target. And if he's within 21 feet, guns aren't that effective. It's not getting knocked out while sparring. It's not fun getting knocked out while sparring. You got to use that reach, bro. Dude, the difference between trained fighters and not trained fighters, like, I can, like, before MMA became this huge thing, I would get in more fights potentially because me against an average guy my size, I would probably win unless they're trained in jiu-jitsu. And then you don't fucking know. Someone 50 pounds less than me can beat the shit out of me now because they understand things that I don't understand. He's big, heavy, and slow. He's 6'7". Nah, I'm not slow. I'm not slow. I can do it. Blaine Whitney, she was a writer on Roseanne. If people feel that way, then they have issue. Rogan said tribalism creates enemies. Roseanne said you can find allies. Leftist fitness would whip you into shape. That's funny. The right game plan, you could do it. Zero, literally zero chance. Rogan talks the talk, but his words are mostly hollow. Plus, he's on Netflix. Listen, I root for him more than 90% of entertainment. When I guess I'm just being like ultra critical, which is in the nature of a classical piano player, maybe. I don't know. But compared to 90% of Hollywood, I root for Joe Rogan. I think he's better than 90% of Hollywood. That being said, all of them suck now. They're like the whole fucking town. The whole thing's based on a lie. It's like they're sitting on the fucking, like, a earthquake fault line of reality. Like, they're a bunch of fucking psychopaths. Joe Rogan is an empty robot. I don't know. That might be a little strong. His words are mostly hollow. If you pour water on Joe's head, does he grow Rogan? Does he grow Rogan? Good one, Kyneton Bear. You fuck. No, Vince Vaughn's cool, but Vince Vaughn doesn't live in Hollywood. Joe and Elon are part of that 90%. Alex Jones versus Rogan. Joe Rogan is literally Stalin. It's a little far. Hollywood is Sodom and Gomorrah. That's giving Sodom and Gomorrah too much credit. Joe Rogan is a great show. Live, he's probably great. Yeah. He was one of the only guys I was even considering seeing live when he was coming to near where I used to live. I was thinking about paying to see him, but not after watching the new one. The new special is, it's not horrible. It's a B-, but it's not great at all. It's not like one of his old ones. You know, I when we were watching his new special, I just typed in Joe Rogan, and it was his one from 2006, and the opening joke was about the dolphins and all that shit, and I'm dying laughing, and I'm like, fuck, Joe's still funny. This is awesome. And then my wife is like, oh, it's from 2006. And I was like, my heart sank. And then when I saw the new one, I didn't even smile. But it wasn't bad. He still has delivery. I saw Rogan live like 2 months ago. I don't like all the Constitution hating. Oh, yeah, I know. Because I know what he's saying. I know he's trying to usher in a direct democracy. I get his point. I get why the leftists feed him fucking DMT and cars and shit. It's because I'm a Republican. He's a Democrat. he might like guns and he has masculinity still. So all that, but like, I believe in a republic, a representative republic, because if you have three people and one has gold and two don't, the two will vote to take the gold. That's why we don't have a direct democracy. It doesn't work. It's mob. That's mob rule. And when you see how jacked up people can get with emotional triggers from CNN, you don't want a direct democracy. So when he's like, you know, we have iPhones now. Why do we need a president? He's trying to usher in direct democracy, which would be the end of American wealth. Because you don't want mob rule. You just don't. I mean, the whole reason that we have a Senate, we have branches of government to keep gridlock for a reason so that we can keep our freedoms. In a direct democracy, people can vote away gun rights. They can vote away free speech like that. There's no constitution. He's against the constitution. That's crazy bad. I'm trying to be as nice as possible, but it's like he wants a direct democracy. He wants people to vote through the internet without a president because he doesn't, he either doesn't understand how that would work or he's evil. I don't want to believe Joe Rogan, my kind of friend, is evil. So I'm going to just assume he doesn't know anything about what he's talking about. Either way, I'm not, direct democracy works. It worked for us Swiss. Swiss, you guys have like eight people and some cheese. And by the way, not to sound all racial, because I kind of hate the Nazi types in here that have talked shit about my dad, but Swiss also has something called a cultural and racial homogeny. Like, if everybody's the same in a little tiny country, it's like taking a vote at a fucking party about what kind of pizza you want. That's not the fucking point. America is like, we have 60 million people in here right now that weren't born in the fucking country. Half our country's retarded. Just like retarded. Like, half our country thinks Brett Kavanaugh's a gang rapist. You want to give them the fucking vote to just vote in every policy? And then once you vote out free speech and guns, which would happen with one more fucking school shooting, which is why they're training these fucking people in these weird muzzy camps. One more of those, now you don't have guns. You can't vote that back in. Because then once you vote out your free speech and your guns, now you don't even get a vote. Now you're in fucking tyranny. You fucking retards. So, no, Joe Rogan isn't smart. He isn't. He's either evil or dumb. I don't believe he's evil. If you have a direct democracy, you lose everything. Unless you're the Swiss. But even your cheese is full of holes. He gives thumbs a bad name. That's true. I'm Canadian, no guns for me. Well, you have a faggot as a prime minister who should just go back to teaching his drama classes with his little backpack. So Canada is full of a bunch of bitches, if you guys really like the world that you're in right now. We have fallen down a long ladder and still have a long way to go. It's just one cheese that has holes. No, Swiss, there's a lot of holes in the Swiss cheese. The Swiss Army knife? Why you can get by with such a little shitty knife? Because you don't have muzzies. Switzerland doesn't have, like, just roaming gangs of Somalian fucking, just men with no papers. You throw 3 million muzzies in Switzerland and you can't get by with a little Swiss Army knife. With that little thing, that only works when you have cultural and racial homogeny. Swiss Army knife. Like, who the fuck needs a toothpick? Like, you guys are like, oh, look at this. Look, I have a little tiny scissors. It's like a nail file and a toothpick, and you think it's a good army knife. No, you need a giant knife to just gut and cut and make fires with. This is probably my most favorite stream. Thank you, Mountain Rogue. I just realized I started losing my mind a little bit here, but it was because I was trying to just be respectful of Roe Jogan. And then I just, I'm capable of having a facade of civility for about 8 seconds. And then I'm just like, he's either evil or retarded. Sweet Prince here, Edo and Benjamin come in Earth. I don't know what that means. I love your stream, but go spend time with your family, dude. We'll see you next time. All right, cool. All right, so hugepianist.com for the new special. Patreon.com/WDTL if you want to support. What else? Hit the like button, comment, and spread it, especially when I re-upload this right now at my main YouTube channel because I'm not allowed to live stream on my main one. So I'll see you guys over there. And spread the new comedy clip I just put up. And follow Owen Benjamin Clips, run by Base Texan. Throw some love to Coddington Bear. You can follow me on Twitter, at Owen Comedy, because it's not run by me. I've never even logged in. At Owen Benjam on Instagram. That's kind of my main thing. That's my battleground. And much love, everybody. Keep rocking. Keep making baby bears. And much love. Fuck Switzerland and their little direct democracy bullshit. Even though I'd love to visit Switzerland. All right. Because even though your cheese there. Why do you have holes in your cheese? You guys fuck your own cheese? You guys fuck your own cheese. You do, don't you, sick fuckers?